Lone time not getting on base, came back to end the top of the second. First pitch to Garcia is in there for a called strike. Garcia drew a 7-pitch walk to begin the ballgame in the first, popped out to the third baseman Trotter Boston in foul territory to end the second. Led off the fourth with a double and scored the lone run in that inning for the Chinooks. The 0-1 from Waschek. Breaking ball, missing low and inside. 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the visitors. For your Raptors, no runs on 2 hits and no errors. Just about halfway home here from Winter Field. The 1-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground left side. Boston to his left, the third baseman gloves. He'll hit a running Owen McElfatrick in stride as he covers the second base bag in time for the 5-4 fielder's choice, and the side is retired. Waschek faces just one over the minimum here in the fifth. It is 5-0 Lakeshore. To the bottom half of the frame we go. 5-6-7, due up for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Grayson Schaefer, Walker Buchanan, and Jake Beauchesne. Still out on the mound for Lakeshore will be the right-hander, Cohen Aiken. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
5-6-7 due up in this bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters trail the Lakeshore Chinooks 5-0 from historic Winter Field on this Saturday night. Andy Ockham back here with you for Rafters baseball on your home for the Rafters, WFHR. For Schaefer, struck out swinging in his first at-bat back in the second inning against the right-hander of Lakeshore, Cohen Aiken. First pitch, shoots this one back up the middle, a hard hit line drive off the bat. It's through for a base hit. Third hit of the night for the Rafters, all base knocks for the Rafters. Singles also from Max McGuire to lead off the second, and Jorge Degatti with one out back in the fourth. Buchanan struck out swinging in his first at-bat at Winter Field back in the second inning. Schaefer off first, being held on by Schwalbach. First pitch to Buchanan, misses up and in for a ball. Buchanan, the grandson of John Havlicek, Boston Celtic legend. Celtics currently out in the NBA Finals. Almost swept the Dallas Mavericks last night, but Dallas, a blowout win of Boston in their home, make it a 3-1 series, send it back to Boston. 1-0 pitch, Buchanan hits this one in the air center field. Regular depth for A.J. Garcia. Make the grab for the first out of the inning. Bottom third of the order with Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne 0-for-1, a flyout to Narrett back in right field to end the second inning. His big game coming exactly a week ago in the season. Probably the best single game performance we've had from a Rafter this year. Against Madison in that 10-4 win, had a pair of two-run homers in the second and third innings, along with a couple of impressive diving grabs out in center field. Got it done with the bat and with the glove. First pitch breaking ball from Aiken, flipped right in there for a called strike on the right-handed hitting Jake Beauchesne. McIntosh on deck, stripling to follow, with Grayson Schaefer on first following a leadoff single. first base side of the rubber. The 0-1. That one misses low and inside. Count evens the ball and a strike on Beauchesne. For Lakeshore in the top of the sixth, when we get there, and the Rafters hope to have a couple runs on the board. It'll be 2-3-4. Cologne, Narrett, Connor Hennings. Set is Aiken, the 1-1. Beauchesne pops this one up on the left side, out in front of the Raptor dugout. Will it stay in the field of play for Scaldiferi? Yes, it will, making that grab right in front of Raptor starting pitcher Thomas Burns for the second out of the inning. Kyler McIntosh, the 8-hitter in the Raptor order, will step in for the second time this evening. Flew out to center field in Garcia to lead off the third inning. McIntosh got into the ballgame last night to pitch. Through the eighth inning, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. Walked 2, struck out 1, and 21 pitches thrown. Got a chance to talk to Kyler during BP today, and obviously at Alabama State, had hit over 300, playing in 48 games for the Hornets this past year, but made 5 appearances on the mound as well. 2 starts as the first pitch breaking ball from Aiken misses high. And I asked him after one of his rounds, I said, "Hey, Kyler, got on the mound yesterday. How'd that feel?" And he looked at me and he goes, "Wasn't sore for the first time in a while." He goes, "Because at Alabama State, you know, playing every day, you know, 40-plus games as a position player working on the mound," he goes, "have never really had time to not be sore," as the 1-0 pitch misses inside for ball two. But obviously here with Wisconsin Rapids, in the last couple of weeks since coming back from injury, McIntosh has been the most consistent starting shortstop the Raptors have had, but he's received a couple of off days here and there, and it's given him time to take better care of his body and give his arm the proper rest it deserves. And he said it was the first time throwing without any pain, at least afterwards in the recovery process, as the 2-0 was fouled back. Yeah, I want to rephrase that. No pain while throwing, and he hadn't had pain while throwing this year, but he would tell me after games, you know, waking up, going to class, it was, you know, shoulder bugging him, just sore from the day before, and that's baseball, that's normal. But he's had more time, you know, with his summer being solely baseball, to focus on his recovery. And it's been great for him. As the 2-1 pitch, a breaking ball slapped up the middle, gloved by Rossler in shallow center, but there's no play to be made. It'll be a base hit for Kyler McIntosh, the second of the inning for Wisconsin Rapids in the fourth of the ballgame. Runners on first and second for the 9-hitter, Bryson Stripling. Stripling grounded out to the shortstop, Rossler, back in the third inning. He's 0-for-1 tonight. See a quick mound visit between the catcher, Sam Hunt, and Cohen Aiken. Still no action in the Chinook bullpen. Same to be said for Wisconsin Rapids. Aiken the starter tonight for the Chinooks. Fourth start of the season, two of them coming against the Raptors. One back at Moonlight Graham Field on Sunday. 4 2-thirds innings pitched so far for Aiken today. 57 pitches thrown, 4 hits allowed, no runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. For the Raptors, Ethan Breslin made his Wisconsin Rapids debut here tonight at Winter Field. Threw 69 pitches in 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits allowed, 4 runs, all earned, but 5 walks issued by Breslin and 2 strikeouts. So far, Brayden Waschek has worked 2 1/3 out of the bullpen in his Raptor debut, throwing 39 pitches, allowing 4 hits, just 1 earned run while walking 2, and punching out 2 Chinook hitters. Aiken set. Looks back at second. Nobody holding on the runners. The first pitch to Stripling misses high. Bryson hit his first long ball of the season just less than a week ago. It was against La Crosse. And that 8-5 win on Sunday, the tie made it 6-4 Wisconsin Rapids. That came in the seventh inning. A good run boost for the bullpen as the 1-0 misses downstairs. Stripling ahead in the count here. 2 balls and no strikes. Top of the order on deck with Owen McElpatrick. The 2-0. That fastball right there on the inner third. It's 2-1. Schaefer on second. Over on first is McIntosh. A couple of base hits for the Raptors here in this bottom of the fifth inning. They trail it 5-0. 8 on the pitch clock for Aiken. The right-hander set. Looks back at Schaefer, the 2-1. That one in there for a called strike. Stripling gave it a thought to go around, but held up either way. Keegan Kula calls it a strike to even it at 2-2 on the University of North Georgia backstop. Big spot here for Aiken. The most traffic he's dealt with on the bases all night. The 2-2 with 4 on the pitch clock. That one misses up and out of full count, drawn by Stripling in his second plate appearance tonight. Can Stripling get it back to the top of the order here with McElfatrick? Rafter fans making some noise here. The 3-2. This one hit on the ground right side, gloved by Ty Wisdom. He'll flip to first in time to end the inning. The Rafters leave two on base. Can't push anything across. Through five innings from historic Winterfield. 5-0 the score. Due up. It is 2-3-4 in the Chinook order against right-hander Braden Waschek. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
.234 Vidal Colon, the right-handed hitting left fielder of the Lakeshore Chinooks to lead off this top of the sixth inning on this Saturday night from historic Winterfield. Andy Ockman, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. Braden Waschek, the right-hander, back out on the mound from the stable of the Rafters, firing a first-pitch ball downstairs to Cologne. Cologne tonight in three trips to the plate. He's 0 for 2, but he's reached once and scored. Hit by a pitch back in the third inning off the Rafters starter Ethan Breslin. Came in to score on that two-run double from Connor Henning. Swinging right through this 1-0 delivery from the right-hander Waschek, evening the count at a ball and a strike. Rafters have their top of the order due up in the bottom of the sixth. Despite trailing 5-0, it's a chance for them to chip into this deficit. Now more than ever as the 1-1 is swung on and missed by Cologne to move the count to 1-2. Right-hander warming up in the Rafter bullpen, that's Kyle Bender, former University of Washington Husky. Folsom Lake College Falcon getting ready to potentially make another appearance for the Rafters this summer. 1-2 from Waschek misses low and out to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Waschek's done good work in relief of Breslin, 2 1/3 innings of just one run ball against the Lakeshore offense that's seeing Rafter pitching really well tonight. The 2-2. That one bounced in there. It's now a full count. 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the visitors for your Rafters, no runs on 4 hits and no errors. 2 of those 4 hits for Wisconsin Rapids coming just half an inning ago in the home half of the fifth. The leadoff single from Grayson Schaefer, a 2-out knock from Kyler McIntosh. The 3-2. One hit in the air, foul, clearing our press box here at Winter Field. Continue to look across the Northwoods League. Top 6 at Riverfront Stadium, home of the Waterloo Bucks. The 9-7 Bucks leading the Rochester Honkers, 7-4. Honkers out hitting the Bucks 10-8, top 6. Shout out Rochester, snapping an 8-game losing streak last night. The 3-2 breaking ball hit on the ground to third, down to an E. Boston. Gloves, fires across the diamond in time for the first out of the inning. Wilmer and Bismarck. In Bismarck, top 5. The Stingers lead the Larks by a score of 8-2. 8 runs on 12 hits for the Stingers. 2 runs on 2 hits. 3 errors committed by the Lark defense so far tonight. Rockford and Kenosha, a couple of double-digit win teams in the Great Lakes East Division. From Simmons Field, it's 4-1 Kingfish, bottom seven. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting, Joey Narrett fouled away. Narrett, in his first game with the Lakeshore Chinooks, has reached twice in three plate appearances. Flew out to left to start his day in the first, but has drawn a couple of walks since. A six-pitch walk in the third and later scored a five-pitch walk back in the fourth. Another foul here on the 0-1 off the bat of Narrett, ricocheting off the top of the grandstands and coming back into the field of play. It's 0-2. How about this? A softball. One of the first softball games. Actually, is the first softball game that we've seen from the Northwoods League Softball League that's being brought in this year. The Madison Nightmares at the La Crosse Steam. Copeland Park, home of the La Crosse Loggers, as the 0-2 pitch misses the inside corner on a heater from Waschek. 90 on the gun from the right-hander. It's now 1-2. The Steam leading the Nightmares 2-1 in the top of the sixth. And last but certainly not least, bottom two at Dickinson Baseball Field. It's a 1-1 ball game between the Minot Hot Tots and the Badlands Big Sticks. 1-2 pitch. Narrett swats this one into right field. That one's going to go. Leaving the yard in his first Northwoods League game. It's the first hit in a Chinooks uniform in the first in this collegiate summer league to make it 6-0 Lakeshore. One out, nobody on. Top six for Connor Headings, the designated hitter. Headings has reached in all three of his trips to the plate tonight. Walked on four pitches in the first, two-run double in the third, singled back in the fourth. Is the beer batter tonight, so Braden Waschek looking to make some Raptor fans very happy at Winter Field this evening. First pitch misses low for a ball. Kyle Bender continues to warm up. He'll be the next arm out of the chute in Mike Spears' pitching staff here tonight. Now 6 runs on 8 hits for the visiting Chinooks, looking for their first win against the Raptors this year in game 2 of 8 between the teams. Swinging away, Hennings shoots this one in the air the other way to right. Jorge Degatti coming in to make the grab for the second out of the frame. Mason Schwalbeck, the left-handed hitting first baseman, will come into the box now in this sixth inning. Kansas State product is Schwalbeck out of the Big 12. Played for McHenry County College in Illinois prior to his time in the Big 12. First pitch to Schwalbeck. Fouled back to the screen. 2 seasons in McHenry, Marion Central Catholic High School, Woodstock, Illinois. Looking at his numbers in 2024. Started in 2 games, had 15 at-bats, hit 200 with the Wildcats as the 0-1 pitch misses outside from the right-hander Waschek to make it 1-1. Waschek's 1-1. This one cranked in the air, deep right center field. Beauchesne giving chase back to the wall. See you later. Another multi-run inning against Raptor pitching for the second straight night. Mason Schwalbeck over and out, 7-0 Chinooks here in the top of the sixth. Gabe Rossler, the right-handed hitting shortstop, follows Schwalbeck as the first baseman of the Chinooks, ditches his helmet, butting heads with Rossler as he touches home plate. Now 9 hits for the Chinooks tonight off Raptor pitching. Rossler tonight has reached once, hit to an inning, ending 6-4-3 double play, most recently back in the fourth. Waschek starts him off with the first pitch on the outer edge that misses for ball one. Rossler went down looking in the second. RBI double, his lone hit of the night, and later scored back in that 4-run third inning. 4 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and now 2 in the top of the sixth for the visitors. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Hardy on that fastball was Rossler to make it 1-1. First of 4 between the two here at Witter Field tonight, the second of 8 total. 4 in Mequon, 4 in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 to Rossler, missing low and outside for ball 2. Still just halfway through, but the Raptors in danger of losing their 5th straight contest here tonight. Only separating themselves from the top of the division with Wausau and Madison further as a 2-1 breaking ball misses down and out. Now 3 balls and a strike here on Rossler. As we mentioned, we can look at the live scoring The two top of the division heavyweights, Thunder Bay, gained a lead on Wausau. The Border Cats leading 3-2 at home, Port Arthur Stadium, top nine, as the 3-1 is swung on and missed by Rossler. The count is full. Final as well in Battle Creek. The Battle Jacks pulled two runs out late at home to take down Kokomo, 3-1 the final. The 3-2, two down, nobody on, swung on and missed. Rossler down on strikes. Two runs plated off solo homers in the top of inning number six for Lakeshore. They extend their lead 7-0 on your Rafters. Top of the order, due up for Wisconsin Rapids in the home half of the inning. It's Owen McElfatrick, it's Trotter Boston, and it's Jorge Degatti. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of inning number six here from Wisconsin Rapids. Top of the order, do it for the Rafters. A lot of work to do for this Rafter offense. They trail the Lakeshore Chinooks 7-0. Cohen Aiken, the starting right-hander for Lakeshore, back out on the mound. Owen McElfatrick into the box for the third time tonight in his Winterfield debut. First pitch from Aiken to McElfatrick, a breaking ball right down the heart of the plate. It's called a strike. Seven runs on nine hits, no errors for the visitors and for your Rafters. No runs on four hits and no errors in game 18 of this 72-game slate this summer. The 0-1 to McElfatrick, hit back up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Second hit of the season for Owen McElfatrick in his first here at Winterfield. Trotter Boston now, who's 0 for 2 tonight. Boston a ground out to second back in the first. Led off the fourth with a flyout to the left fielder, Cologne. The Taper College Blue Jay has been impressive for the Rafters. Was on the opening day roster. Heck, was the opening day shortstop. Now played three different infield positions this year as the first pitch to him misses down low and blocked by Hunt. His first start at the hot corner this season has been here tonight, has worked throughout shortstop and even some second base, having Kyler McIntosh join the club. And once McIntosh went down due to injury after making his Rafter debut and getting pulled in the third inning back on the home opener on Tuesday the 28th against Fond du Lac, Boston resumed the shortstop duties for the next week and a half before McIntosh was healthy. 1-0 pitch, hit on a line into left field. That's down for a base hit. The 1-2 spots in the Rafter order have come through with a pair of base hits to begin this bottom of the sixth inning. Jorge Degatti's 1-for-2 tonight. He singled back in the fourth inning, also went down swinging in the first. Mound visit here with the catcher, Sam Hunt, to talk to Cohen Aiken. The perfect time to talk to you Rafter fans about the go-to place to stay this summer if you're coming to watch Rafter baseball from out of the area. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids has you covered, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes Four Lake Companions this summer. Big city quality, small-town values, and our friends over at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Here is Jorge Degatti. Two on, nobody out. Rafters trail 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth. He can set the first pitch. It's a breaking ball missing low and outside for ball one. Max McGuire on deck. Grayson Schaefer will follow. We're about to get into the meat and potatoes of the rafter order when it's needed the most. Trailing by a touchdown with the extra point. He can set the 1-0. Degatti hits this one on the line to second. That one is caught, and McElfetrick will get doubled up over at second base. Wisdom to Rossler. It's a 4-6 double play. Just how the cookie crumbles for the Rafters tonight, summing up not only their evening but their last few nights, as Max McGuire will step in with a runner on first and two away. McGuire tonight, 1-for-2. First at-bat was a base hit to lead off the second, most recently end of the fourth by hitting into a 4-6-3 double play. First pitch from Aiken to the Rafter-designated hitter misses inside for a ball. Rafters have only had two games against opponents outside of the Great Lakes West Division this season. That came in the opening week, or I should say against two different opponents, four total games as a pickoff move to check in on Boston prior to the 1-0. Opening week here at Witter Field, it was two with the Waterloo Bucks. The Rafters will head to Waterloo just a couple weeks from now, Sunday the 23rd and Monday the 24th. A matinee on Sunday, a night game on Monday. Farthest trip the team will have taken all season. 1-0 to McGuire. This one shot foul down the right field line to even an edible and a strike. They've also done that home and home with the La Crosse Loggers last weekend. Sunday, Monday, one here, one at Copeland Park. They swept that, and they're 4-0 against opponents outside of the Great Lakes West Division. The only problem is they're 3-10 against teams in their own division so far this year. The 1-1. That one misses low and inside. McGuire takes ball two. Out of the 10 losses this year for the Rafters, half have come to the Madison Mallards. 1-5 through six games against the second-place team in the Great Lakes West Division. They've seen Wausau twice, Green Bay twice as well. 2-1. This is high, ball three. We've also seen the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders twice. We've seen all of their divisional foes already, and Lakeshore as well for one. Should have seen Lakeshore twice already, but we talked about the rainout, so technically this would be game 19 of the season. We already would have been a quarter of the way through after last night's game at Warner Park. The 3-1 to McGuire. In there for a called strike. A full count, says home plate umpire Keegan Kula. 3-2, two outs. Boston on first. He'll take off on the delivery here for Cohen Aiken. The right-hander in his fourth start of the season for Lakeshore is looking for six scoreless innings against the Rafters on the road tonight. Set at the belt. The 3-2, Boston takes off. Breaking ball. Got him swinging. McGuire down on strikes, a couple of knocks to begin the inning for McElfetrick in Boston, but a line out into a 4-6 double play. Gets Aiken out of the jam, and he's through six scoreless at Witter Field. We head to the top of the seventh in Wisconsin Rapids. It's 7-0 Lakeshore. Kyle Bender will enter the fray. Facing the 7-8-9 spots, Wisdom, Hunt, and Scaldaferri here at Witter Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, it's WFHR, and it's locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Folsom Lake College Falcon, Vacaville, California native, making his fifth outing out of the rafter bullpen this season, Kyle Bender. Against the 7-8-9 spots in the Lakeshore Chinook order, the Chinooks lead the Rafters by a score of 7-0 from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters back here on WFHR. The first pitch from Bender to Ty Wisdom, just a bit outside, missing well away from the right-handed batter's box. Count begins 1-0 on the Chinook second baseman. Wisdom tonight 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. Singled and was caught stealing by Raptor catcher Bryson Stripling in the second. A sack fly in the third, went down swinging to lead off the fifth. The called strike in there from Bender to even it at 1-1. The redshirt sophomore from Folsom Lake College, the right-hander, last worked an inning against La Crosse at Copeland Park on Monday. On 11 pitches, he faced the minimum. As the 1-1 misses low and away, now ball two. Has also worked June 7th here at home against Madison in that 6-2 loss a week ago. Inning against Wausau on June 1st. Against Fond du Lac in the home opener on May 28th. The 2-1 from Bender. This is well outside for ball three. On deck is Sam Hunt, the catcher. Billy Scaldiferi, the third baseman, will follow. In those 4 innings of work and 4 appearances, Bender's allowed just 1 hit. 2 runs, both earned. He's walked 3, struck out 2, facing 18 hitters. An ERA of 4.5. Leads the team in whip, 1.00. Swinging and missing through the 3-1 there is Wisdom. Count been worked full. As the line for right-hander Waschek has come to a close in his Rafter debut. 3-2 breaking ball, missing the outside corner. Bender looking for the back door. Call third strike. Instead, it'll be a 6-pitch walk drawn by Wisdom, his second time on the paths tonight to lead off the 7th inning. Waschek in relief of Ethan Breslin goes 3 1/3. 61 pitches, 6 hits allowed, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, 3 punchouts. Waschek putting in good work, except in the 6th, got snake bitten by a couple of long balls. The first pitch misses low and outside to the left-handed hitting Sam Hunt. Rain coming down at a pretty rapid pace here at Winter Field. Fans going to take cover as the 1-0. This is low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes are count now on the catcher Hunt as prior to the next delivery, Stripling out to the mound to talk it up with Bender. Had sprinkling throughout the day in Wisconsin Rapids. This is the hardest it's come down all day long. It'll take a little while, and it'll take a lot more rain than this to stop the ball game here tonight. 2-0 is the count. That pitch misses high. 3 balls and no strikes now. We look downstairs. I just walked by the home plate club today, and it saw a barrel full of umbrellas. I didn't think I'd seen that before, and well, they're getting put into use tonight as this 3-0 pitch misses low and outside to Hunt. Back-to-back walks drawn by Chinook hitting here in this 7th inning. Billy Scaldiferi in his 4th trip to the plate tonight out of the 9th spot. He's breached twice, walked on 4 pitches in the 2nd, struck out swinging in the 3rd, most recently a 2-out single back in the 5th. Bender looks in to Bryson Stripling. As a ground ball double play in effect here is a first pitch fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the visiting Chinooks, no runs on 6 hits, and no errors for your Rafters. Squeaky clean defense from both teams thus far tonight, the 0-1. That one is on the inside corner as well. Backing out of the way, that one is Scaldiferi. Gave a look back to the home plate umpire, Keegan Kula. We'll continue on here with the 2-0 pitch, or 0-2 pitch, nonetheless. Big spot here for Bender. The payoff. Breaking ball, that one runs in and hits him. Scaldiferri will take his base. Three straight batters put on by Bender in the Rafter bullpen, getting hot in a hurry. Wisdom to third, Hunt to second. Evan Shapiro, the right-hander, warming up down the line. He also threw against the Rafters back on June 2nd. Kent State University product picked up the loss in that game. First pitch, top of the order, A.J. Garcia from the left side takes a ball outside. Garcia's reached twice tonight, drew a 7-pitch walk to begin the ballgame back in the first, popped out to Trotter Boston in foul territory to end the second inning, doubled and scored to lead off the fourth, most recently hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the fifth. The 1-0 pitch misses low and outside, now two balls and no strikes on the Chinook center fielder. Walks have been the issue tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Putting runners on, the starter Breslin walked five and hit one as the 2-0 pitch misses low for ball three. Bender in danger of walking in a run. Walked in the first two hitters of this inning. Scaldiferri, the nine-hole hitter, getting hit. So the bottom three all finding their way on. Being patient with Bender, who has had trouble with his command tonight, the 3-0. That one's on the outside corner for a called strike, 3-1 the count. Rain's still spitting down here in Wisconsin Rapids. Coming down a lot lighter than it was just a few minutes ago. The 3-1. This is well outside in the right-handed batter's box and low for ball four, a 5-pitch walk drawn, and another run will score for Lakeshore. It is 8-0 Chinooks. Wisdom touching home. Hunt to third. Out on second now is Scaldiferri. An easy RBI there for Garcia. The Rafters do up in the bottom half of the seventh. Post-stretch, 5-6-7, Schaefer Buchanan and Jake Beauchesne. Right-handed hitting left fielder Vidal Colon. First pitch from Bender. Right down the chute. It's in there for a called strike. Colon's reach once today. That was when he was hit by a pitch from the starter tonight of Wisconsin Rapids, Ethan Breslin. In the second inning, later scored. The 0-1. So one shot back up the middle on the ground. McIntosh will glove near the second base bag. Take the second one. The throw to first in time. It is a 6-3 double play. Run comes in to score. Hunt touching home to third, Scaldiferri. And that's where he'll stay with two down. Now two runs in the top of the seventh for Lakeshore. 9-0 Chinooks. The three-hole we go. Joey Narrett in his Northwoods League debut and his Chinooks debut this summer. A long ball as the second hitter drew up just an inning ago. First pitch misses low and out to the left-handed hitting right fielder for ball one. Is reached two other times to go along with the long ball. Drew a 6-pitch walk in the third, a 5-pitch walk in the fourth. Scored in the third inning. The 1-0. This one hit in the air. That'll clear the field of play and enter the concourse down the left field line. Count evens a ball and a strike here on Narrett. Hennings on deck. Schwabach to follow. Two homers tonight for Lakeshore, both coming in the sixth inning off Waschek. Solo shots for Merritt and Schwalbeck. The 1-1 coming here from Kyle Bender. Missing well outside for ball two. Raptors lost by 13 last night. They're down 9 right now at home. You know they're going to come out ready to roll tomorrow in a Sunday matinee. The second Sunday home game this year as the 2-1 pitch is fouled into the glove of Stripling to even it out at two balls and two strikes. Some will say the Monday off day for the team. They will still have an event that they're doing, but just the off day of not playing a game will be very much needed. Their first designated off day since Tuesday, June 4th. 2-2 pitch, high chopper on the ground slowly to first. Schaefer will glove, and he'll just tag Narrett along the first baseline to retire the side. Two more scored in the seventh for Lakeshore. Stretch time in Wisconsin Rapids. 9-0 Lakeshore. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Post stretch, Grayson Schaefer doing for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. 9-0 the score in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-6-7, Schaefer, Buchanan, and Jake Beauchesne. 75 pitches for Cohen Aiken. His day is done. Evan Shapiro, the right-hander from Kent State University in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, will enter the fray. He took the loss against Wisconsin Rapids in that 7-5 ballgame at Moonlight Graham Field, the first matchup between the two teams this season on Sunday, June 2nd. The right-hander rocks and fires to Schaefer to begin this inning on a breaking ball that misses inside for ball one. For Aiken tonight, 6 innings, 75 pitches, 6 hits, no runs allowed, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. The 1-0 to Schaefer. Check swing on that one, low and in. The appeal down to first. No swing, says Jacob Gorman. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Shapiro this season last appeared at Green Bay on June 10th, a 5-3 loss. 2 shutout innings, though, for the right-hander as the 2-0 pitch misses for ball three. No hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. He faced the minimum in those 2 innings, did Shapiro. The 3-0. To the rafter, first baseman Schaefer, a fastball right down Broadway that's there for a called strike. 9 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Chinooks in their first ball game in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. No runs on 6 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Walker Buchanan awaiting in the on-deck circle. Here comes the 3-1, another fastball on the inner third that's called a strike. Shapiro's worked the count full. Other than his most recent appearance against Green Bay and against Wisconsin Rapids on June 2nd, he worked on May 29th in that 12-11 marathon win at Royal Oak. 2 innings thrown, no runs, no hits, 1 walk, and 3 punch-outs. Here comes the 3-2 to Schaefer. Hits this one in the air down the right field line, giving chase the first baseman Schwalbeck. That'll find the Lakeshore bullpen. We'll do the 3-2 again. So in 2 of his 3 appearances this year, Shapiro has thrown 2 shutout innings. His only non-2 shutout inning appearance came back against the Rafters. He only was able to throw a third of an inning. He allowed 1 hit, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, and no punchouts. That skews his ERA to a 6.23. His whip sits under 1 at 0.92. Right-hander Shapiro rocks and fires the 3-2 again to Schaefer. That one misses inside for ball 4, a 7-pitch walk drawn by Grayson. He's aboard for the second time tonight. Schaefer also singled to lead off the 5th inning. Walker Buchanan 0 for 2 out of the 6th spot in his first game at Witter Field this evening. Buchanan struck out swinging back in the 2nd. Most recently flew out to Garcia in center field in the 5th. Schaefer a couple steps off first, being held on by Schwalbach. The first pitch to Buchanan misses up and in. Walker tipping back, lost his helmet in the process there on that heater from Shapiro. 88 on the gun for the right-hander. Part of the MAC conference, Shapiro to be teammates with Rafter catcher Jack Matthey. this upcoming season. Matthew from Ohio Dominican announced his commitment to Kent State earlier on in the week. The 1-0 pitch, front door breaking ball that nets a called strike to even the count at 1-1 on the Raptor left fielder. 4-5-6, righty-lefty, righty, due up for Lakeshore when we get to the top of the eighth inning here from Winter Field. Here comes the 1-1 to Buchanan. Another one on the inside corner and another called strike. 1-2 our count now. O'Shane on deck, McIntosh to follow. This is the first of two consecutive at this yard between these two teams. He 1-2. This one in on the hands, popped in the air. Down the first baseline, Schwalbeck is there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Jake Beauchesne. Shapiro just a pitch away from getting out of this inning if he can induce a ground ball from the Raptor center fielder. Beauchesne 0-for-2 tonight, a flyout to Narrett in right field in his first at-bat back in the second, most recently popped out to the third baseman, Scaldiferi, in the bottom of inning number 5. First pitch to the Saddleback College Bobcat, Beauchesne has bounced in for ball 1. Raptors, if they drop this one tonight, 9-0 currently the score in the bottom of the 7th. They fall to 7-11. In their first 18 games of the season as the 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike. 4 games under 500, and it would be their 5th straight loss. It's always tough to manage and inspect the morale of a team as the 1-1 misses low and out. The ride home last night was a quiet one for the Raptors, but everyone's still kind of keeping it light. There's only so much you can do after an offense like Madison's hits the ball around the yard like they did an evening ago. The 2-1. O'Shane rips this fastball in the air. Turned on it a little too soon. It's foul down the left field line onto the concourse. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of home games coming up, though, even after the off day. Mentioned the doubleheader at Wausau next Thursday, but back home again Friday, Saturday against those Mallards. Plenty of fun to be had at the yard this summer, especially in the next week. The 2-2 from Shapiro, hit on the ground, foul down the third base line. After this upcoming week, though, is when it gets tough on the team again. Monday, that's Sunday the 23rd through Sunday the 30th. Only 2 of those games are at home. 2-2, Beauchesne taps this breaking ball foul out in front of the Raptor dugout. They head to Waterloo early in the morning on Sunday the 23rd, spend the night in Iowa before a Monday night game against the Bucks. They'll come back home, but then they hit the road for 2 more. Green Bay on that Tuesday and Wednesday. They're home on Thursday against Fond du Lac, but then they got back-to-back at Harebaker Field that Friday and Saturday. Sunday matinee against the Dock Spiders for a much-needed couple of days off as the 2-2 swung on and missed. Beauchesne down on strikes for the second out of the frame. That would also signify nearing the end of the first half of the season. Obviously, the halves of the season split up 33 or so games to 37 games. That July 1st second break signifies that split up. Alabama State shortstop Kyler McIntosh takes a first pitch upstairs for a ball from Shapiro. McIntosh 1-for-2 tonight, flew out to center in the 3rd to start his evening. Most recently, a single back in the 5th. Out on first after a leadoff 7-pitch walk is Grayson Schaefer, the 1-0. Misses low and out, blocked in the left-handed batter's box by Hunt. Count moves 2 balls and no strikes on the Columbus, Indiana native. The 9-hitter Bryson Stripling is in the on-deck circle. Owen McElfatrick in the top of the order, awaiting in the wings for the 4th time around to follow. 2-0 the count, 2 down. McIntosh awaits the next delivery from Shapiro. Foul tip into the glove of Hunt. Count moves 1-2. Rain has departed from the Wisconsin Rapids area for now. And that's good to see as Wanted to finish off this ball game tonight. 2-1 pitch, hit into the 5-6 hole through to left field for a base hit. Second hit in as many at-bats, and in the ballgame for McIntosh. To second goes Schaefer. The Raptors have two aboard with two down here in the home half of the seventh. Let's see what Bryson Stripling has up his sleeve. A pair of groundouts so far tonight for the Raptor backstop to short in the third and to second in the fifth. Deposited his first long ball of the season in the bottom of the seventh inning 6 days ago, Sunday against La Crosse here at this yard. To left field over the Mid-State Technical College sign on the wall. He's able to clear the netting as well into the playground beyond the left field wall at Winter Field. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting Stripling misses low for ball one. Lawrenceville, Georgia native. Him and Raptor relief pitcher Matt Hurd coming from that Division II school and have spent the entire season here. Obviously, guys finishing up their school years or their collegiate seasons, unable to, you know, make it on time to start. But I was talking to Bryson yesterday during batting practice. I said, so when does school start back up for you? He goes, middle to August. Later on, he goes, it's my goal to be here for the entire season. The 1-0 coming to Stripling with two on and two away. That one misses low for ball two. Stripling, prior to North Georgia, spending some time at Moorhead State as a freshman in 2022. He appeared in 27 games at Moorhead, starting in 18 of them, all at the catching position. Batted 192, had a homer and three RBIs. First career home run coming on April 29th against UT Martin. This past year, 39 games appeared in at North Georgia, starting 38 of them as a first. Fastball of the at-bat is fired in there by Shapiro for a called strike to make it 2-1. Stripling hit 213, got on base at a 373 clip, slugged 303 for an OPS of 676 this spring in 122 at-bats, had two homers, 20 RBIs, and five doubles, a 993 fielding percentage. Stripling, fantastic, behind the dish, calling out signals. The 1-2, say 2-1 misses outside, ball three on the Raptor catcher. 3-1 the count in the driver's seat. Here is Stripling. Schaefer on second. McIntosh on first. A chance for the Raptors to get on the board for the first time tonight. 9-0 Lakeshore. Bottom seven at Winter Field. Shapiro working first base side of the rubber gets the signs from Hunt. His 3-1 delivery. Stripling fouls this one back to the screen. Count has been drawn full. Raptors runners on the base paths will be going on the delivery here from Evan Shapiro. As mentioned, 4-5-6, Hennings, Schwalbach, Rossler, righty-lefty-righty, due up for Trevor Cho's Chinooks when we get to the eighth. RBI chance here for Stripling. Runners will be put in motion. Set is Shapiro. They take off the 3-2. That one misses low and inside for ball four. Strip draws a six-pitch walk. The bags are juiced. Back to the top of the card we go with Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick, his first hit as a Raptor at Winter Field back to lead off the sixth inning. Prior to that, though, a couple of punch-outs for the Northwestern Wildcat in innings one and three. Got his first hit as a Raptor and his first at-bat at Madison on Thursday night. Scored twice in that 5-4 loss to the Mallards. First pitch from Shapiro to McElfatrick misses inside for a ball. Schaefer on third, McIntosh on first, Stripling on second, Stripling on first. Nine runs on nine hits, no errors for the Chinooks. No runs on seven hits. No errors made by the Raptor defense so far tonight. Big spot here for the Raptors to put themselves on the board in this divisional battle. Shapiro set. The 1-0 incoming. That one is in there for a called strike. Off speed from the right-hander Shapiro to get something over the heart of the plate to even it at 1-1. Trotter Boston on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow. We're going around the Raptor order for a fourth time tonight. Nobody holding on any of the base runners. With a 9-run lead, Lakeshore's priority lies in the box right now with McElfatrick. The 1-1. Breaking ball, shot back up the middle into the glove of Shapiro. Look what I found. Cat-like reflexes to make the grab. Side retired. The Raptors lead the bases loaded. We'll have another pitching change. Nick Perry, the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, will enter the fray through seven at Winter Field. 9-0 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, whether on your Civic Media apps are on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top eight here from Winterfield, Andy Ockham on WFHR, your voice of the Rafters. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafter Baseball. 9 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the visiting Lakeshore Chinooks. Rafters held off the board through 7 innings, no runs on 7 hits, and no errors in game 18 of this season. Nick Perry, the right-hander from Colorado State Pueblo, enters the ballgame, the fourth arm used tonight by Kirk Schreider. First pitch to the right-handed hitting, Connor Hennings, the cleanup and DH spot for the Chinooks, is swung on and missed. Kyle Bender, 1 inning thrown, 25 pitches. No hits, 2 runs, both earned, 3 walks, and no punch-outs. The 0-1 swung on and missed. It's nothing at 2. More rain starting to hit now. Scattered showers tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. On and off before the game. It was clear by first pitch, but it's been touch and go since. The 0-2. Breaking ball, missing away. One to the count on the right-handed hitting Hennings. He's reached 3 times tonight against the Rafters. Breslin to Waschek to Bender, and now Perry the payoff. Check swing on the outside corner. Did he go around? No on the appeal to Jacob Gorman. Count evens up 2-2. For Perry, the Little M Texas native, last worked at Green Bay on June 11th. That was Tuesday night. Through the 8th inning on 14 pitches, 1 inning, faced 1 over the minimum. Allowed 1 hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. The 2-2. Check swing on the inside corner. Another peel down to Jacob Gorman, and another held up there for Henning. 3-2 the count on that 91-mile-an-hour heater from the right-hander. On deck is Schwalbeck, Rossler to follow. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Perry retires Hennings. First out of this top of the 8th inning. A 4-pitch punch out for Perry. For the first baseman, Mason Schwalbeck. A home run back in the 6th for Schwalbeck. From Woodstock, Illinois, and Kansas State, first pitch, dotting the outside corner is Perry, and he gets the called strike. Some more action down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. That is Max Whitesell warming up. The Rafter closer as the 0-1 misses low and inside, evening it at 1-1. Whitesell hasn't worked in quite a while. Known as the Rafter closer, but When push comes to shove, these guys, whether at the dish or on the mound, are here to get ABs or innings, as this one taken the other way. A fly ball to left field off the bat of Schwabeck out near the warning track. Losing it is Buchanan. Did he make that catch falling to the ground? Yes, he did. Drew Taylor, the crew chief, out in shallow left field, signaling it out. Two up, two down for Nick Perry here in the eighth. Whitesell, the Dayton, Ohio.